when I graduated from university in 1962, my first full-time job was with General Motors Holden at Fisherman's Bend. I had the elevated position of assistant chief physicist, responsible for analysing all the metals and oils and fabrics and all the materials that went into making Holden cars. It was a halcyon period for the Holden company. Mm. 14 years after the FX, the 48215, had been released, when I was at GM, we went through Australia's most successful ever car, the EH Holden, which we were making them at the rate of 400 a day.
Wow.
selling 100,000 of them a year.
Yeah.
It was a fabulous, fabulous company. We had probably, 1,500 employees at Fisherman's Bend, no less than that, that's for sure. And we had plants at Dandenong, at Acacia Ridge, Homebush, Elizabeth, all around Australia, assembling and producing everything that went into the motor car. People wouldn't probably remember, but the whole Holden engine, that famous six-cylinder 161 cubic inch motor, was completely made at Fisherman's Bend. Mm. Blocks, heads, camshafts, crankshafts, everything. And that's a remarkable achievement. And I really think, Nicole, with this announcement that the dealerships are closing, it is the end of an era. I've been a Holden customer ever since I worked at GMH. In fact, I'm currently a customer of Ballarat Holden, not far from where you're broadcasting. And I think the enormity of what's happened in Australia isn't clearly understood unless you look at what was GM in 1962, and here we are in 2022, nearly 60 years on, and it's all gone. I mean, I just find that mind-boggling, and it's an epitaph that I never thought I would want to leave to the Australia that I grew up in, when we could make every, and I mean every nut, bolt, piece of steel, piece of brass, oil, fabric, tyres. You know, Dunlop made tyres at Montague Street, Port Melbourne.
And now what do we make, John?
Well, we don't make anything. Of motor cars, all motor building is gone.